Welcome to the Fitfluential Radio Podcast, the intersection of health, wellness, and fitness. Join host Kelly Olexa as she interviews thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify and deconstruct complex health and wellness topics. The goal of each episode is to provide you with actionable everyday tips and information that you can apply in your lifestyle. Now here's your host, Kelly Olexa.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I am your host, Kelly Olexa, coming to you from Austin, Texas. And today I am joined by Jeremy Scott of Jeremy Scott Fitness. Jeremy is someone near and dear to me, a man that I have mad respect for and can strongly recommend for anyone and everyone to follow him on social media, check out some of his programs. We'll talk about that in the show. But he's just an extraordinary person in every way, not just in the fitness aspect. He's just got great life lessons, and he's somebody that I know if you start checking him out, and you will after the show, your life will be changed by his influence. I say it in the show, he's the very definition of what I call fitfluential. A little bit from his official bio: Jeremy Scott is an author, a coach, athlete, and trainer. Jeremy Scott is a real food eating fitness junkie whose passion for his clients' success can only be outmatched by his work ethic for it. I'm a witness to that too. Jeremy prides himself on giving you real, unfiltered, no bullshit truth about health, nutrition, and real life advice to ensure that you truly make success mandatory in your life. That's one of his mantras: make success mandatory. Do some Googling on that. There's a great YouTube video to go with it, by the way. Jeremy's raw, unique, and genuine coaching style has helped thousands of people all over the world transform not only their bodies, but their lives. His true gift is helping others find their inner awesome, allowing them to become and live the most badass lives possible. Jeremy is a former collegiate athlete and cum laude graduate turned best-selling author of Make Success Mandatory, Get Gluten-Free, and others. His blog has been named one of the top 20 fitness blogs online by Breaking Muscle. He's a 4x cover model and a Reebok-sponsored athlete. You can find Jeremy most early mornings coaching at the Jeremy Scott Fitness Center located in beautiful, sunny North Scottsdale, Arizona. And you can also find him at jeremyscottfitness.com. Tune into the show. I know you'll leave better for it. Enjoy. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I am your host, Kelly Olexa, coming to you live from Austin, Texas. And today I am joined by truly, because he's heard me say this all the time, I said it in the intro, one of my favorite people of all time, Jeremy Scott. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
I've told people a little bit about you in the introduction to the show, but one of the things, especially when I have exemplary fitness pros on the show, I always like to ask, and this is going to be my first question for you, tell people that are listening, that are learning about you for the first time, how and when did you in your life get interested in fitness? And like, what was your why? Did you grow up athletic? Was this something that it was a little bit of a transformation for you? How and when did that happen for you, and why?
I mean, a typical story, at least the beginning. I was an athlete my whole life, all the way through college. I played college basketball, but I wouldn't say we're healthy people in that regard. Like, we're talented and we put the work in physically, but the eating habits and stuff of most college athletes are probably not optimal, and mine for surely weren't. So for me, the biggest switch was towards the end of college itself. I started to feel not great. And in all reality, I probably didn't feel amazing throughout a lot of it. I guess I'll put it this way. Most people don't even know how unhealthy they are until they know how unhealthy they are, until they start to feel right. And I just ran into some medical issues where I felt just like trash, and it wasn't where I wanted to be. And so it took for me, long story short, to get to my rock bottom physically, to build myself back up, to really change my own eating habits, and how I trained, how I'd sleep, how I live my life, you know, don't drink, you know, booze all the time, just the typical stupid shit. And there was probably a point where I didn't, you know, take a vitamin or eat a vegetable for probably like 2 years. Like during my college life, I would drink, you know, drink beer, eat pizza, and then go play sports. And that was kind of the mantra. And it caught up with me pretty fast. And so I was kind of like, I guess, if you want to put it that way, my own, I was the original transformation person that I ever went through. And I saw the value of it. It's changed my life. I mean, clearly I wouldn't be doing this without it. It saved my life in that regard too. And that's kind of where I guess my passion underlies for it, because I see the power in it for myself, and we try to give that to other people.
When you started, you know, I mean, I think back to my college years, and all I can say is thank God social media wasn't around back then, because I'd probably have a lot more embarrassing photos of me learning some life lessons, if you will. But yeah, eating right, healthy, working out, that was just never discussed back then. And I'm curious, when you started transforming your health, were there a lot of guys and girls your age that you hung out with that were skeptical and were annoyed by you starting to live better?
You know, I told a story the other day, an interview we did, and it's my best friend. I remember he, like in 2005, I think was the first like personal training nutrition certification stuff I ever took. So, you know, was that 11, 12 years ago now. And I remember like sometime around 2010, so like 5 years into it, I looked significantly different at that point. My eating had changed and my body started to take shape of what it is today. And I remember he came up to me, he's like, so, like, when are you going to stop, you know, eating like this? And I'm eating like what? And he's like, you know, like how you are in training this way. And I'm like, well, when I'm dead, bro. I'm like, this is my life now. And I think at this point, they're cool with it, but like they would get annoyed with me not partaking in what they'd eat and what they drink. But what they would fail to understand is that, A, I didn't want to feel like them. And A, they weren't putting in the work I was putting in on the back end. So like, if I'm going to wake up at 5 a.m. and grind, or I'm going to train twice a day, I can't just drink beers and eat the same stuff you guys eat because I want a different result. And it's hard for people to get at least right away.
I think you probably would agree, and tell me if you do. You just mentioned, I don't want to feel that way. And it's funny because quite a lot of, when I travel for business and I go to big conferences, I catch a lot of crap because I don't go out late and party and I don't get drunk. And I, you know, a lot of what I'm saying is it's not, when I'm explaining myself to these people, which I shouldn't have to, it's not really that, hey, I don't enjoy a margarita or, you know, a great buzz. It's just the healthier I get, the worse if I were to get drunk, if you will, or if I were to get really buzzed, like the recovery time and the way I feel the next morning, completely dehydrated, it's just not worth it. So you get to that point where when you understand what it feels like to feel better, you don't want it. Do you think a lot of people that maybe haven't made a bigger step towards healthy, they just don't know what it feels like to feel better? Do you think so?
Today's FitFluential Radio episode is sponsored by Health IQ. Health IQ uses science and data to secure lower rates on life insurance for health-conscious people, including runners, cyclists, strength trainers, vegans, and many more. 56% of Health IQ customers save up to 33% on their life insurance policies, and these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Health IQ can save their customers this much because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. To get your free quote today, mention the promo code FITFLUENTIAL when you talk to a Health IQ agent.
100%. I mean, I don't think most people, like you take an average adult, like I don't think they went probably 3 days in their adult life and just like ate protein, vegetables, and drank water. And most people don't go an entire week without having a drink. And for them, like the kind of hungover, whatever, that's like the norm. Where for me, if I'm going to wake up at 4 a.m. and I'm going to hustle, like I don't want to give away a day just to feel like shit. Like there's no partying that's like worth it. Now, maybe once or twice a year, I've seen my friends from college, whatever, like we'll go nuts, but like I pay for it. And it's a reminder of like how I don't want to feel the next 6 months or year from doing it. And so to answer your question, yeah, 100%. I think that.
It's yeah. So for those of you that are out there, there are definitely, maybe it's not as tangible to you, but there's other benefits to, you know, changing your lifestyle. And it doesn't mean a lot of what we talk about on the show. Everyone we interview, we talk about moderation. This isn't about living a life of total denial and eating pebble soup and, you know, grass. It's about moderation and having fun and making your choices. Jeremy, I know when I first met you, you told me the story of, you know, how you got started, because you're a fitness professional. You have your own business. You are a ridiculously successful person in that area, in that you left the corporate world and decided to build a fitness business from scratch. And I was blown away by your story. So as somebody that, you know, you started your own transformation, right? You got your health back on track and you really wanted to help other people. Do you mind sharing? I think that's a pretty cool story of how you just up and decided without any experience to start down a path of fitness as your profession, and you're making a killing doing it, meaning you're very successful. You've been able to leave your job. It's not about how much money you make per se, it's about you're doing what you love. And I think that would inspire quite a lot of people. What was the thing that made you do that, that made that change?
You know, like I had a passion for fitness, sports, athletics. So it's like, that's one of my strengths, I guess. So if you play to it long enough, it'll work out. But I basically got some idea in my brain, like I was in shape, so I'm fit, and I'm working as an academic advisor in like corporate America, and I hated it. I'm not a cubicle guy. I'm not good at taking directions. I don't listen well, and so it didn't fit me. And what I would do is I would take every hour I had free, basically would just like to create JeremyScottFitness.com, which is the site that we still have. And I didn't really know what I wanted to do as a business model, but I just knew I wasn't meant for this. And I'm like, well, I could train people and coach people. And back then, I've been on my own for like this will be year number 9, where I've been 100% on my own. And it wasn't like this. Like, there was no Instagram. It wasn't the same way. Like, Facebook business pages, I had one, but people didn't understand it. And the amount of money you could make has changed drastically, which is awesome for us. But basically, I did as much as I possibly could. I would train people at 4 a.m, and then I would go to my corporate job and I'd train them at night. And I'd do it as long as I could until just one day I was just like, you know what, it's kind of now or never, dude. And the way I thought myself is, it's scary for people. If you're going to quit your corporate job, you think it's safe. But the one thing I always tell myself is, even if you go out and you suck at it, you can always go back to this shitty job you didn't like anyway. Or another shitty job that's the equivalent of it. The truth is, I know this is going to sound crazy to people, like they think like, and being an entrepreneur is not for everybody. Being a business owner is not for everyone. It takes a certain mentality. But if you think you're not safe doing it, I'll put it this way. When you work for a giant corporation, you get one check. That's pretty much it. You probably have one check coming in every week, and that's your life. For us in our business, we get about 600 checks coming in. So you get fired by one person, your day is over. We have to get fired by 600 people to go out of business. And that's
awesome.
That's kind of the difference. So long story short, about 9 years ago, like right before Thanksgiving, I put in my 2 weeks and I'm like, hey man, I'm out. And I started this business here in the same building I'm talking to you in right now. And I had no clients and no money. And I really didn't know what the hell I was doing. But I just knew if I just worked my face off, you know, 70, 80 hours a week, every single week, eventually it would pay off. And now 9 years later, obviously, the game has changed for us quite a bit.
Jeremy, I love one of the things that you just said there about, you know, playing it safe, and that so many folks think that a corporate job is the safe thing and it gives them, you know, health care and benefits. But as you said, when you have all your eggs in that basket, somebody fires you, and I've had 3 friends lose their jobs in December, and suddenly everything has been thrown upside down. Whereas when you go for it and start your own business, you're in control of that stream, or ideally streams of income. And reason I want to call attention to this, again, we have a very strong base of entrepreneurial minded folks in our Fitfluential ambassador community, our influencer community, and then just in the men and women that tune into Fitfluential on this Fitfluential Radio podcast on our platforms. And so just know we're going to make sure that we go live with actually probably a whole other channel of shows on the podcast, but also on our Fitfluential platforms, of strong entrepreneurial success stories that can share with you, you know, been there, done that tips, because we have so many folks that want to go into business for themselves. And why are we focused on helping you in that area? Because we strongly believe that happiness in all areas of your life is going to decrease stress, and that's going to improve your health and wellness. So, you know, it all ties together, and that's something again, we feel if you've got the desire, go for it. But anyway, moving right along, speaking of your business, Jeremy, you have an extraordinary online program that I think it's called a 47-day transformation. I'm going to let you tell us a little bit about it. But one of the things for everybody that's listening, before I let Jeremy tell us about his program, if you start following him on social media, and you will, Jeremy's just so good at motivating and, I'd say, inspiring the public to make fitness and getting better, in better health, in better shape, accessible. He just makes it so simple. He breaks it down into realistic tips that everybody can do. And he's had just outstanding success with his clients that both work with him at his gym in Scottsdale, I believe it's the Scottsdale area, and also in his online program. So Jeremy, tell us about your 47-day program.
Pretty self-explanatory, the name. We basically take people, it's a little bit longer than 47 days. We coach the whole thing. So our business model, really simple for a lot of our stuff. We sell a lot of products, a lot of books, a lot of other things. I'll put it this way. We have a cookbook that's on Amazon. It sells all the time. We make money from it. It's great. I don't know how many people it really helps. And I'm just being honest when I say that, because there's no accountability to it. And there's other things that we've done here where we'll sell things. Then there's no coaching involved in it. I don't know if people really do it. So our 47-day, it's a program. It's detailed. It's layered in all four pillars of fitness. And we break down fitness by like your physical, mental, spiritual, emotional fitness. And we touch on all those throughout the program. And we actually coach people every step of the way, from basically the day before the 47-day even to the day after, to make sure they're doing everything they're supposed to do. And just think of it as kind of like a mix of, obviously the workout stuff is done for you. Everything is filmed in HD. We have a camera crew come in, basically just follows me around all the time. So we film all the training content, all the nutrition content. We coach people through the nutrition aspect of it every single day. And then there's modules inside of that we basically created that are the same things that I went through in my life when I was, you know, I was not always this version of that people hear talking today. I didn't always own multiple businesses and write books and get to work with Men's Health and Reebok and all these awesome brands. I used to be a dude with no money, no resources, no skills and nothing. And I turned into this. And basically this is like my 10-year program we crammed into 47 days to help people kind of audit themselves and unlock whatever their potential is, and try to help them kind of find their passion, not just for health and fitness, but for life in general. Because I think as we get to become adults, we become jaded and disenfranchised with things, and we think things aren't possible for ourselves. But we show people, if you're willing to bust ass and put the work in, you can do some pretty, pretty amazing stuff.
I love that you, because I had actually been writing down my notes for what you and I talked about as we prepped for this interview, and I had written that term audit, which I've never heard anybody else use in the fitness space. And I think that's a pretty intense word, but it's a great word to start thinking about. Audit yourself. I mean, the reality is, so much of what we talk about on this show, obviously what you talk about with your clients that you've had great success with, is it's, you can't, as a man or a woman that wants to get healthier and improve their life, you can't look at somebody else to tell you every single thing to do. You have to get to that point. And I do have a question in here, Jeremy, it's coming. You have to get to that point where you can be your own guide. You can be your own person who's like, wait a minute, look what you have this tendency to do. When you say audit, is that what you're teaching your clients to do? And is that what would you say is one of their highest success factors, is being able to audit themselves and practices?
It's almost like, you know, how self-aware are you of what you're good at and what you're bad at in life in general? And I think in school, I have my own thoughts about school. I went to college, graduated, all that stuff. But I don't know if I really learned anything, because they'll teach you. And I'm serious when I say that. Like about life, I did, but the stuff in general, they'll say,
me too.
You know, well, here's the things you're weak at. Let's work on your weaknesses. And I would almost just say punt those and just forget it and focus on what you're good at and play to your strengths and be honest with yourself about who you really are. Because I don't think most of us, even with your friends, Your inner circle of people, oftentimes, like your friends or your family, they won't really tell you what you suck at and what you're really, really bad at. And only you know that. You know, like, the things that you're terrified of, the things that you're scared of, the things that you're not willing to do, or you hide even in public arenas because you know you're not good at X, Y, and Z. And we try to get people to kind of see the forest from the trees, if you will, like in their own self, and say, okay, what am I not good at? what am I really great at? Can I push those things and be amazing at those? And maybe the things that I'm not naturally good at, I just kind of leave them alone. Like, I would love to be, you know, more charismatic, but I just can't go practice that skill and learn it overnight in 2 seconds. So I focus on, for me, giving people the straight up truth. I don't bullshit them. That's what I'm really good at. And that's how we speak life into them. So I think the reason we have such a high success rate is we can kind of get people to finally be honest with us and dig into the stuff that makes them eat the way they do, makes them not train, makes them get depressed, makes them look down on themselves. And we kind of unravel that little by little.
I'm putting something out here that I think is what you also do, whether you plan on it or not, with your programs, both in person and again online. It seems like, you know, number one, you're training your clients very well to be able to look at themselves. And again, you said that they're probably surrounded by people that aren't telling them where they need to fix themselves, where they could do better, right? What you suck at. But would you say that once people, it kind of goes back to that old adage of you are the result of the five people you hang out with, your tribe, right? Whatever you want to call it, your dirty dozen. Do you think that once people start down your programs, I know for a fact that you've got a great community. Like for me, you're one of the few people on Facebook that I will actually look up what Jeremy Scott's saying that day, because it's like my dose of motivation. Like you're one of the definitions of fitfluential, if you will, right? So you really get people into a tribe and they listen. And I think that folks that start on your program, but maybe also start down a better path, when they start making better choices about the folks that they're going to surround themselves with, whether it starts in fitness and branches out, you start to make better choices. Do you believe that that's true, that you are a result of the people you choose to hang around with you, if I said that correctly, and the input that they have on your life?
Huge, man.
Do you agree or disagree?
And I'll put it this way, like I have a lot of friends, like even like from high school, college that I grew up with, that we're still friends to this day. Some of them live here in the Valley. We don't hang out that much. And I love them to death, and I always will, because we grew up with them. But like what they do on the weekends is not what I want to be doing forever. Like the way they drink and live their life and the stuff they do in their careers are not the same level mine are at. And so whether your circle is like in person or even digitally now at this point, like professionally, the people that I associate with, they're really good humans. Like that's probably the biggest thing. Like the Mike Rossells, the BJ Godours, the David Jacks of the world that I consider my circle of people. Like I have them as a resource, not just for what I do for a living, which is like, I mean, stealing from the best of the best, but like they're really amazing people, and the way they live their lives and carry themselves, I emulate it. And I think about that. I'm like, do I fit in this circle of people? Because I want to, and that's who I want to be associated with. And I think as you start to change your life and your habits change, you don't even have to seek those people out. It's great if you do, but you'll attract those kind of people and they'll attract you. And it's kind of like the rich get richer in that regard.
Fitfluential Radio fans, I have a gift for you. And by gift, I mean the gift that truly keeps on giving. Head on over right now to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up for our now live VIP Fitfluential membership. Our Fitfluential membership is not a diet program. It's not a workout program. You will have access to learning from some of the best trainers, dietitians, nutritionists, doctors, chiropractors, massage therapists, chefs, athletes, authors. I could go on and on and on. A lot of folks that have been on this show. What our Fitfluential membership is designed to do is meet you in the middle and provide all of the education and inspiration that you need, all of the community and the accountability that you crave, and everything else that's going to keep you from being one of those statistics in January. All those people that say, I'm going to get healthier this year. I'm going to live my best life. And then by the third week in January, the second week in February, all of those aspirations are gone. Don't let that be you. Go to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up now. One of the things that I love about you, there's so many good traits that you have, and that's why I love pointing people your way, because you're just such a good example. But you're also, I mean, you're this amazing looking guy, right? You're incredibly fit. Any guy that wants to get fit would look at you and say, I want to look like Jeremy, and probably legions of women out there. By the way, ladies, he is married to this beautiful, amazing, sweet woman. But, you know, women out there are like, dang, he is fine. But you're also really down to earth and you're really humble and you have a great attitude and you're not scared to share stuff like this, that, hey, being humble and giving back and working on improving yourself, these are things that I focus on. For you to say, I emulate and I look up to these gentlemen and I want to, you know, copy their best practices. There's not a lot of guys out there that are willing to have that kind of humility, but at the same time, pride and confidence. And I think you wear it very well. I'm curious, how long did it take for you to become more comfortable with that side of yourself? Did that begin when you transformed with your fitness, or has that been something that's more recent?
Yeah, as I get older, I mean, I think most guys, you know, we're guys, we're stupid. We're dumb. We think, you know, most dudes you meet, we think we're better than we are. I never really had that problem. I probably had like the opposite way where I didn't really value what I had. And, as a kid, I'm a normal kid. I grew up with nothing, whatever. I was just like an angry young man for 100 reasons. And I just, that's who I was for a really long time. And I would, you know, try to do it my way. But it takes like you failing at a bunch of stuff. And I failed at a lot of things in my life to step back and be like, wow, dude, you're not really that good at a lot of stuff. Like, you kind of suck. So you need to fucking figure it out like pretty quick. And if you can't, you either need to like follow fast or model some people who are really doing it. And so I'm just really fortunate enough to meet some of these people. Like, and I mentioned the David Jacks of the world and the BJs, like, they're just phenomenal humans, and they all have their faults, but they have these amazing skills. And I'm like, man, you know what? I can't be you, but I can see how you carry yourself and you do this X, Y, Z in this area. Maybe I can start doing that as well. So probably like the time I was like 26, 27, when these guys start to come into my life and you see how they grow and they mature, and I'm like, they're doing stuff. And I'm like, if there's any tip I can give anybody out there, it's if you see people who you think are awesome and doing it, if nothing else, just model their behavior. You don't copy them. Don't try to be them. You're always going to have to be you. But if you model what they're doing, it's probably the fastest way to success, because you can take what they learned in 10 years and you can probably implement it in 10 months.
You have so many gems of truth that you're spewing out here, and it's awesome. And I keep thinking, you know, when I look at the people that I learn from and that inspire me, both in fitness specifically or in business, some of the greatest minds out there will always say, just like you have, well, I learned this is my mentor, or this is the person that inspired me when I was younger. I mean, I look at someone like Tony Robbins, right? He always talks about who he reads and who he listened to. And just, I could go again and again, Michael Hyatt, Gary Vaynerchuk, all these people, they talk about the people that they still listen to, that they think the world of. And I've found that that's a common trait of the people that are the most successful at what they do. They are always coachable. They always consider themselves to be a student, even when they're a teacher. And I see you walking that walk all the time. So I want to commend you on that. And that leads to my question, which is, a lot of people will look at you, Jeremy, and you're so obviously physically fit. You're smart in that area. You train people. You transform so many lives of men and women of all ages. And I have some questions about that next. But what do you do? What do you do to motivate you to keep your head in the game? Because a lot of folks that are just starting on a fitness, health, and wellness journey, they think that it's like a magic pill. Oh, I get fit, and therefore I'm never tempted to eat bad. I never get down. I'm never discouraged. I never feel like I don't want to do this anymore. And that's just bullshit. So what do you do to keep yourself in the game, to keep motivated, to keep improving yourself?
On all levels of stuff. I mean, from a business standpoint, you know, I work all the time. It's what I do. I basically punted everything else in my life. I love this, everything that comes with it. It's a lifestyle. It's basically, I'm just living my life through social media, through the internet, through this business. And I happen to make money doing it, which is, I mean, it's ridiculous that I get paid to do this for a living. But the thing for work-wise, like, I show up here, let's say 4:30 in the morning. There's people waiting in the parking lot for me to come in, and they're waiting to hang out with me for the day. So, I mean, when you take that out of context, like, imagine like you drive somewhere at 4:30 in the morning and people are just waiting there to hang out with you. Like, if you're not motivated to like help them, I mean, it's ridiculous. These people could choose to do anything at that point. They could go to any gym, any business. They could stay home and sleep. They're choosing to hang out with me. Same thing goes with my training. Like, yeah, I don't want to train every single day. Like, at this point, for me, like, to be honest, like, it's probably the least motivating thing for me, because I'm already in the shape I'm in. I don't know how much better it can get. My mobility can increase, whatever. But if I can get that much stronger, probably not. Can I get leaner? I don't really think that's possible. So it's like I am where I am, but I try to lead from the front for me. So I understand that at this point, like I set an example for the people in my space, the people who work with us, the people who see me. And at the end of the day, like I won the lottery. I'm a dude who lives in America. I get to do this every day for a living. I'm healthy. I'm happy. I can move. I'm not stuck in a wheelchair. I'm not in some random country with no iPhones. I mean, literally, like, I don't know how you can't be motivated. If you can listen to this, you're fortunate enough, more so than most people in the world. And it's just like, I have this sense of gratitude and I feel like almost guilty about it because my life is so good. If I don't give it back, I'm kind of like robbing the world of my gift, I guess.
My God, you're so, honestly, I love to hear you talk, Jeremy. And for everybody that's listening, I know you'll hear the same thing, but go check him out on literally, and I'll have you summarize that too. And we'll link it up in the show notes so you can follow him because some of your channels are a little bit different with the handle, but everything he puts out there is just, he keeps it real. You'll see him on Snapchat and he's getting to the gym at 4:30 and he's talking about what gets him excited for the day and how much he loves, how much of a reward he gets from helping clients. He walks the walk. He's not just somebody that puts gimmicky taglines out there. And he's just so motivating. I mean, one of the last things that I want to talk before we close up, and I want to have, I have a question for you about your 47-day group. One of my favorite sayings or mantras that you have out there, and I think I have a tank top that has this on it, is about the 86,000 seconds. Is it right? Is it 86,000 seconds, 400, or what is that? What's that tagline and tell people? Because I think that's one of the coolest things that you put out there. I haven't seen anybody else do.
We did the math. 86,400 seconds is what everybody gets in a day. And in our place, we did a cool kind of like a promo video that went pretty sweet on YouTube, and then we do a lot of t-shirt branding stuff behind it. But and I wrote about it in my book chapter. But the point is just to value your time, because that's like, I don't think people really grasp, it's the most important commodity that you have. It's the, other than like your health, it's the only thing that you can't get back. Like, I can make more money, and honestly, I would argue with anybody, like, it's easier to make a couple million dollars than it is to be fit your whole life. Because you can grind your ass off and you can make the money and you can live off it, but like, you can't live off just being healthy after working out for a year, because it will leave you. And so we always tell people, like, to try to really value your time and what you're doing with it. So if you wake up and you go to a job that you fucking hate Monday through Friday, and I get we all have responsibilities and bills, but like, you can choose to work anywhere. And it's like, if you're hating 5 out of the 7 days of your life, like, you're going to wake up when you're 45 and you'll really regret the things that you gave up for that money. I mean, it's like you're trading your lifetime. So, right, you're trading an hour of your life's time for $20, $30, $40, whatever you make per hour, and you hate it. It's like you wake up at 50. Have you ever talked to somebody who's old, even older, like 70 and 80 year old, and you see like regret in their face and you can hear it in their voice? It's one of the saddest things you can see. And it's like, I would urge anybody, if there's stuff that you want to do, I mean, literally put a timetable on it, because like, we do live a long life in the terms of what it is, but it goes fast and it goes really fast. And all of a sudden you wake up and it's 10 years later and you didn't do any of the shit that you said you would do.
So, amen over here. I almost can't talk because that was so good. I'm like, oh, I'm so, everything you said was so awesome. And we will, for those of you listening, I won't tackle it on this show, but we will have Jeremy back on some of our more entrepreneurial themed shows, because obviously he's walked the walk. I'm going to throw myself in there too. You know, I left corporate America with not a dime in my pocket, no business plan, and Fitfluential was born, and there have been ups and downs. But you know what my biggest regret is? Just like Jeremy said, that I didn't do it sooner, that I didn't trust my gut sooner and go with it and pursue it. Because even though it's been tough and I've learned some of the hardest life lessons ever, I wouldn't trade it for the world. And I'm so proud of myself and my community. And Jeremy's, you know, one of my people, one of my influencers. And that's an extraordinary feeling, to feel proud and excited versus, like, Jeremy, you and I have both been there with jobs where you're like, oh my God, you know, you get there and you've been in there half an hour on a Monday and you're like, how much longer do I have? Oh crap. It is 8:30. So yeah, that's awesome. And I guess lastly, let's wrap up for today. This show is going to go live in January of 2017. So there's a whole lot of people that are just starting their fitness journey and going down that road. Jeremy, coming from someone like you who has helped hundreds and probably thousands of people get in great shape, for those newbies, obviously we want to tell them, and I can highly endorse and recommend Jeremy's program. We'll link up to that in the show and his books. But what would you say, give like your top two tips to people that are newbies, either, hey, don't do this, or if you could start today, do this. What would be your top two tips?
Eat real food. I mean, honestly, have an understanding of nutrition. If you don't know anything, get a coach or at least like read up on like the power of eating just real shit every day, and understanding macros, I think, are probably the two biggest things from a vanity standpoint. If you want to change the composition of you, eating real food and understanding macros are huge. And number two, it's for life, dude. Your fitness and your health and your eating is for life. Like, you don't have to drink, you don't have to do drugs, you have to eat. And to understand, like, it's going to go until you die. Like, there is no, like, we sell programs and it's a kickstart and a platform and it's a sprint to get people rolling. But after they're done with us, we tell them, like, well, what is your plan next? Because there's no time in my life when I'm probably not going to have a gym membership or be part of some kind of fitness community or something, because I understand that it's not just for 6 months or a year. And there is no such thing as maintaining. You're either growing or you're dying. You're making progress or you're going backwards. And so if you guys can wrap your head around, like, hey, I'm going to have to eat right, this is a lifestyle for me from now until I'm dead, you'll be okay. And understand it's a long game. 6 months to you guys, literally in fitness, I know you think like, oh, I worked out for 6 months, I ate well for 6 months, but I haven't seen a ton of progress. That's like running a marathon and you took 4 fucking steps. I mean, you have a long way to go. And so it's like, just understand it's forever. And if you can wrap your mind around that and kind of love the climb of it and love the work, you guys will be okay.
I love what you just said. And I think you should make a t-shirt out of that, which is, because I've never heard anybody say it that way, there's no maintaining, there's only growing or dying. And wow, that's pretty cool, because I know I've always been, hey, you've got to maintain this. Well, why not always aim for growing and learning and improving? That's awesome. So I'm putting it out there for you, Jeremy. I think you should use that and, you know, make some posters, make some t-shirts out of that, make a bumper sticker, and thank me later. All right, we are at our close time. Jeremy, you know I worship and adore you. I think you are the bomb. We will link up to all of your social media spots where people can follow you. We will link up to your 47-day transformation, as well as your website. And I want to thank you so much for being on the show. You know I will stalk you to have you back on. Folks, we're also going to be doing some Twitter chats with Jeremy coming up this month and really the rest of the year. And we will have him back on the show, both for the entrepreneurial side of the conversation, but also for more deep dives into certain fitness topics. So thank you, Jeremy, for being on the show. And everyone, thanks for tuning in. We will see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Fitfluential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit us on iTunes and like this episode and subscribe to the podcast. We want this to be your podcast, so please head over to iTunes, write a review, and give us your feedback. Give us your ideas and even guest suggestions. For a full transcript of all episodes and bonus giveaways, be sure to visit fitfluentialradio.com. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of Fitfluential Radio. Peace! Please remember our disclaimer for the podcast. The materials and content discussed within the podcast are the opinions of host Kelly Alexa and the guests interviewed. This information is intended as general information only for listeners of the podcast. Listeners should always seek professional advice, and content and opinions expressed in the podcast should never be construed as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.